Hallelujah. There's a word from the Lord, and I want to take a few minutes, because that's the beauty of being a pastor. You can, what you don't get this Sunday, you can get the next one. Amen. And not like I have a guest speaker, they can blow in, blow up, and blow out. We just move in and stay and say, "What thus says the Lord." Now we're talking about words. Young people, you know, they had a saying when I was a kid. Y'all remember that? Older people, sticks and stone may do what? Break my bone. But words were what? And that's the biggest lie I've ever been told. And many of us fail for that. Words is the words you've been speaking is a result of where you are today. The Bible plainly says, in the beginning, God created what? The heaven and the earth. That's what it said. Then not only God said, not only did the writer say what God did, they told us how he did it. Right? And God said, who said? God didn't wink at it. God didn't smile at it. He didn't know it. God said, let there be light. The Greek, they said a Hebrew word for that, the way it says in Hebrew. God said, light be. Then God said, he just kept saying, and whatever God said, God saw. And he brought forth everything in this earth. He brought forth everything in this earth to make it, to fill it, to design it, to put it in order so it could be beautiful and arranged according to his knowledge. He didn't call for man until he set everything. This earth was set forth, put in place, so man wouldn't want nothing, need nothing, lack nothing. He had everything. It was at his fingertip, at the tip of his tongue. But you want Adam say it. Hallelujah. And there have been a war ever since Adam violated God's law or God's word. There's been a war because in this earth realm was allowed your enemy. And he's constantly at your flesh, at your mind, trying to bind you, trying to confuse you, trying to mislead you, trying to get you in the wrong place, taking advantage of you, what you don't know, and trying to make you do things. If he know you do things in a twisted way, a wrong way, it's going to destroy you, because that's who he is. What is he? A liar and a destroyer. So when is the best time to get to, I know some of you young people don't have a clue what I'm talking about. But when is the best time to kill crap grass? Boy, when we used to farm, that stuff would come up someplace sometime, like, as we say, hair on a dog's back. But just let it grow a few days, a few weeks. But when it come up, if you go kill it right then, you it's easy. But just let it grow a few days, a few weeks. You probably won't get a crop. Because you try to kill it, it's going to pull up the plant. Because it will tie itself and the roots will weave itself and tie itself around the plant so much until you can't hardly get it from around the plant without destroying the plant. So, Satan knows if he can get our young people, since we're young, we're here, if he can get you early, because he know you're curious, you're there to explore all the beauty and all the things around you because you're excited to see this. So what do you think he's going to do? Mix it up with stuff that's untrue. Stuff that appeals to the flesh, because the flesh will do anything. And if parents don't take those children from the womb and begin to teach them the word of God, matter of fact, that mother will be speaking to that child while that child is in the womb. You're a man of God. You're a woman of God. You're going to serve God. You're going to live a good life. You're gonna make a difference in your world. You're gonna be a leader. Instead of raising up to be a drug addict, a prostitute. Huh? Are y'all in the house? God creates you for beauty. He creates you for His glory. He creates you to reign. He creates you to have peace and joy and to be fulfilling, like nothing, need nothing. He creates you to prosper, live a good life, a healthy life, a strong life. Hallelujah. Not to get yourself mixed up with sin and darkness, but if you don't know any better, and if you hadn't read the instruction what to do, and let you know there's a tempter out there who wants to make everything you do appeal to the flesh, and the flesh has no sense of direction. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. But I want to talk to you about how strong our foundation is. We have a God that cannot be moved. He had given us everything. All you got to drink, come to the fountain. You know what he says to the newborn? He said in 1 Peter 2:2, put that up for me, because to keep me from 1 Peter 2:2. He said, as what? Yeah, as newborn babe, do what? Sincere milk of the word. That you may do what? Grow thereby. Give me Job 23:12. I believe I'm right. Give me Job 23:12. Now listen to this. Neither have I gone back from what? From the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed what? Word. His word, how? I esteem the words of his mouth more than my
necessary food.
Why? Because everything you need, listen to me. Everything. I didn't say something. Everything. God knows you are a spirit. He understands you live, you have a soul. He knows that you live in a body. And all three of those parts, he has beautifully, wonderfully, surely, absolutely provided so you want nothing, need nothing, or like nothing. When Mama cooks the food, sets the table. That's all she can do. She can't go to the, she is not able to go to the table and eat the food for you. Y'all talk to me now. If you don't eat it, whose fault is it? This is why we see in our world, because see, the world has no plan to bless you. It gets you before you get me. It's greed. And this is why they pump the junk food up and make it so tasty. Y'all ain't talk to me. Because that's what's going to mess you up if that's all you eat. What do you think Satan is doing? That's why you see all this stuff on Facebook, internet, what they call Instagram. Oh, you can pull up, you can see, and you know, I can do a little, but they can do it so fast, I don't know how in the world. I send a text, and before the text goes zoop, then it's here, come back, zoop. It take me a while to get my text together. Everybody mad and they think, when are you going to answer back? I'm working on it, just hold on. But when I send them, boy, that text come back so fast, I wonder how they have time to read it. My. But when we understand that God is so perfect in his knowledge, he's so perfect in his love, perfect in his ability to do for you so completely that you will not want anything, need anything, or lack anything. The reason why we haven't gotten there because we have misquoted the scripture, didn't get the right information, and you mix it up with something else, and it failed. How many of you, with the knowledge you have now, how many of you would go to the service station? I'm going to fill my car half full. And so I'm going to save me some money. And I'll get through filling half full and go buy the water tank. I'm going to finish filling up with water. How many of you do that? Not a single one of you in here. Why you won't do it? Why you won't do it? You're not going to be driving very far. Now, why would you try to mix the word and the world and sing it up together? Y'all got to talk to me. Why would you try to mix your life up with the world and God? You know, I'm going to go to church on Sunday, but I'm going to see, when you understand, it can't be mixed. You either right or wrong. It either good or bad. It either will work or it won't work. Huh? You can't mix it. But that's what the world said. You can do anything you want to do and you'll be all right. No, you can't. You got to do what God tells you to do. Then you'll be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the first thing to be all right, you got to get born again. Not just shake the preacher's hand. That's all right. You can shake my hand and shake whoever's hand. Hallelujah. But that's not getting a job done. You got to say something. Hallelujah. Why you say something? Because I believe something. Yeah. I heard something. I heard that Jesus, the woman didn't anything happen to that woman until she did something. Yeah. She heard. Yeah. Then she said. Yeah. Then she did. Yeah. Then she saw. Hallelujah. Amen. So words are very powerful. They will keep you. I may get her to sing that song again. Hallelujah. Our God is how? Can put those, can y'all put those words up there? I need to talk. Don't have them. Okay, if you can't. Oh, they coming. They coming. They coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk about that a minute. Hallelujah. My God is how?
Awesome.
He can do what? What else can he do? And what else can he do? My God is awesome. What can he do for me? Heal me when I'm broken. Strength where I have been weak forever. He will reign. I'm coming to tell you, there will never be a time that God won't reign. Hallelujah. You know, you say, why is he reigning on the earth? He put you here to reign. But when he bring all of us into his kingdom, he will forever reign. You'll never see in his kingdom what you see on this earth. Did you hear me? I said, you'll never see. See, Adam did this. God didn't do it, but he get accused. God's in control. No, he's not. No, he's not. Now I need to shout that out loud and clear. He's not in control of what he put you in control of. If he's in control, he'll stop you from eating so much food. He'll stop me. My wife, you all right? You get anything else I can do for you? And my body be saying, yeah, I need another burger. I need another. I said, no, I'm good. I mean, it'd be screaming, yeah, let her fix another sandwich. Let her give another. Already had too many. Hallelujah. Strength where I've been weak. Forever. How long?
Forever
he will reign. I want to, from that, I'm going to get started. No way I'm going to finish, but at least I'm going to get started. And young people, don't you listen to our God. And I thank Tim and Kelly and Miss May and Miss Shaquita and Kenny with the youth. I thank y'all for teaching, sharing the word. It makes, when they get here, it makes it easier for me to preach. Because sometimes you can say some things and it just fly right over their head. If you start on a subject like this and you hadn't heard the first part, you just sitting there, what is he talking about? So I want to break it down so you know what God is saying. Because if you don't know what he's saying, how in the world are you going to be able to comprehend what God wants you to comprehend? Now listen to this. I read this last Sunday. Go ahead and put this up. I read this last Sunday. Psalm 33, 6 through 9, Passion Translation. Psalm 33. And I'll be done here in a minute. Before I get finished, if I take off running, don't you? But don't be bothered by it. I'm gonna trot right on back up here. Words. I want you to see just how powerful. And then what he told me to tell you, and that's what we're going to work on, how you have been called and divinely connected into God, who he is, and you've been made one with him. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. We are God's children. All he had to do, it's no big struggle for God. When you're the creator, then you created me, created you, created us with the same ability that he has to speak. And when you get knowledge of that, then you'll use your words with knowledge. You won't talk crazy talk and think you're funny. All he had to do was speak by his what? Spirit, wind, command. And God created what? The heavens. Filled the galaxy and stars. The vast cosmos. He what? Wonderfully made. See those galaxies and cosmos. The creation of God. You see this earth, they show you a picture, you look at it on the map, and you see a picture. It's just a little small thing compared to this vast universe, galaxy. I don't know where it's at, a billion galaxy. And God, and stars, you can't imagine. You can't count them. And this universe is moving. It's not, you think it's sitting still. His voice did what? Scooped out the sea. There wasn't no sea there. But it didn't say he got a shovel. It didn't say that. His voice did what? Scooped out the seas. The ocean depth. How deep is the ocean? Anybody know? His voice scooped out the seas and the ocean depth he poured into vast reservoir. Not one, vast. You know what the word vast means? Bigger than you can think. Vast reservoir. Now what's happening? With breathtaking wonder, let everyone worship Yahweh, this awe-inspiring creator. I worship you. Why? Why? Why do I worship him? Because he is the life-giving God. He fills my every need. My spirit, my soul, my body, my being, my surrounding, my going out, my coming in. He got me covered. With everything I need. Words he breathed and worlds were birthed. Let there be. That's what he said to man, to Adam. To the creation. Let there be. And what happened? And there it was. Springing forth the moment he spoke. No sooner said than done. Well, the words get out of his mouth, it was done. I'm trying to get you to see who you got, who's on the inside of you. what he'll give you. You don't need to be fooling around with a crooked liar and a deceiver who sets out to deceive you and destroy you through deception, because he's already been judged and he will be put away. And you don't want to follow him to hell. No, you don't. No, you're too wise for that. I say you're too wise for that. You should have said amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Listen to this. I'm going to start this. Hebrews chapter 1. Do yourself a favor and read the book of Hebrews 2. Boy, it's good. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. This is the Amplified Bible. God, having spoken to the Father long ago in the voices and writing of the prophets in many separate revelations. How did he speak to them? In the voices of the prophets. In many what? Separate revelation. Each of which set forth a portion. What did they set for? See, God don't want, he don't want you to have a portion of truth. He wants you to have the whole truth. But that's what they did, because the reason why it set forth a portion of truth, because truth had to get here to finish all that truth is and what truth would do. So they had to speak it for God to get the truth here to finish, so you can have the complete truth. And grace did it. Look at my lips. Grace did it. What do you mean? I'm so glad you asked. I mean, there's nothing you can think of and can't think of that he hasn't done. And what he has done, God is so sharp and so smart, so wise and so intelligent, so loving. He gave you not somebody. He gave you his spirit himself to come live in you forever, to teach you this truth that he brought to the earth. So that's what we're going to talk about. So he says they spoke a portion of truth, didn't they? In many ways. And in many ways, right? Keep going. Has in these what? Last days, talking about the day we're living in now, with finality to who? To us, in the person of the one who is by his character and nature, who? His son, namely Jesus. Say that word again, Jesus. Jesus, he was talking to me about Jesus. He said, everything I am, Jimmy, everything I'll do, everything you can think of. He began to name some things up. He said, it's in the name of Jesus. And most of us use it like, you know, this is why we want a gang of knowledge. Your faith will never operate beyond the knowledge of the word of God you have. If you don't have any knowledge of the word, your faith won't work beyond that. It only will work with what knowledge you have of the word. And the Holy Spirit will teach you if you sit down and let him teach you. If you go to the classroom like you've been assigned to do, he will teach you. Now he's teaching now. And you can be, you're in the classroom, you can sit there and not take notes and not pay attention and walk out here empty. But he wanted a download in you. He wants you to know that you are everything he says you are. You can do everything he says you can do. Not only that, he will tell you and reveal to you and show you how to speak, how to talk, how to bind, how to loosen, how to cast out devils and speak with new tongues. That so many of the church world fights. And when somebody starts talking like that, then they'll try to do a curve on you. Huh? All right. Where did I stop? His nature, the name of his son Jesus, right? Whom he appointed what? Yeah. Now listen to this. Whom he appointed heir and what else? Lawful owner of what? Of how many things? See, Satan don't own anything. He's in this earth. Everything he had, he stole. And he's still a stealer, a robber. See, the reason why he's in the earth, because Adam gave him a right to be here. He had no right to be here when God kicked him out. But God said, listen to this. God said, man, mess this up. And I'm not going to leave him like that. No. I'm not going to leave him like that. And when there was no, he couldn't find anything from Adam's seed or descendants. Everything came from Adam was sinful. That Satan had control of. And God looked in the Godhead. There was Jesus, the Son of God. Who was it? Jesus. He would call God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll go. I'll take on human flesh. I'll humble myself and become like a human being. I'm willing to come through Abraham's descendants and come in this earth and walk among men and do in flesh what all the rest of them failed to do. And be a demonstration and example that a man can live like God in the flesh. Whew. That ain't too strong for y'all, is it? Huh? But as long as we keep saying we can't, we won't. But when we begin to declare that we can and will, then we will move forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you hearing me, young people? Are you hearing me? He's the lawful owner. Let's finish this up. He's the lawful owner of all things. Through whom he did what? Also created the universe. That is what? The universe as a space, time, matter continuum. The sun is the radiant and only expression of the glory of the awesome that is God. What is he doing? What is he doing? He's the expression of the glory of our awesome God. What is he doing? Reflecting God's Shekinah glory. What is the Shekinah glory? The light being. The brilliant light of the divine and the exact what? Representation and perfect imprint. Now, I can put my thumb on this thing. It would, and they take a picture of that, how they get the fingerprint. They would get a perfect imprint and they can track that to me. Jesus was and is in flesh the perfect imprint of God. Do you understand? It's going to come together here next week. He is the perfect imprint of God. Now watch. Perfect imprint of his Father. Essence. And upholding what? And maintaining. He's upholding and maintaining. Do you think Satan came in this world to help out? Why do you think you see all these storms and tornadoes and disasters and all this? He's trying to tear it up. He's trying to tear it up. He's trying to destroy it. People build stuff and here come a tornado along, blow down and destroy what you built. That ain't, and then they call it God at work. God ain't that kind of God. He's not that kind of God. You done put your hard on labor and money and all this and got your house and your stuff in place, and here he come and just blow it away. How can you call that a loving God? Would you call, if I do that to you, we call that loving pastor? No, you say you rascal, you. All right, where do we stop it? And doing what? Propelling what? All things. Be what? The he's keeping this thing afloat. Propelling this in time, all things, this entire physical and spiritual universe. By his powerful word. How is he doing it? By his powerful word. He's doing it by his word. Carrying the universe along to its what? Predetermined goal. He's going to get it. See, this earth, do you not understand? I'm going to get ahead of myself just a little bit. Do you not understand God already got a heaven, a new heaven and a new earth waiting to move this one and put that one in place? He already has it. It's in scripture that he has it. John said, I saw it. That's what he said. I saw it. He got a new heaven and a new earth, but he's not going to bring that new heaven and new earth to, like, you don't put, he said, new wine in an old wineskin. When he cleaned this sinful world up and Satan and all his sinful followers is put into the place of torment where they can't get out, he's going to bring a new heaven, a new earth, and we're going to live in it. Yeah. You won't have to be fanned like that, Pam. She didn't hear me this. See, all this stuff that's bring discomfort to us, God, you think God uncomfortable with something? When he's complete in who he is and all that, we hadn't learned how to live that way in these bodies. It's available to us, but we hadn't learned to do it. We have to deal with it. And we try to deal with it in our human self. Natural knowledge, and we don't get any spiritual understanding and revelation of the word, how to deal with that stuff. And we get, and all these discomforts and stuff you go through. I mean, they took Jesus. They took Jesus. He was in the temple teaching. And they grabbed him up, and he got into the got into the end of the cliff. They're going to throw him over the cliff. Mm-hmm. And about time, he's about time my divine power is manifest. He just turned and walked through the crowd and they all fell back. Jesus. See, that's who you, that's where I'm driving to. That's what you got inside of you. That's what you have access to, but you keep saying you don't have it. You keep acting like you don't have it. But God is ready for us to turn this world upside down. Lord Jesus. So this gospel can reach people that it never reached before. We can go places we never gone. We can do things we never done. And the power of God can move because we are flowing and obeying the Holy Spirit. And so he's telling us who's in charge, who's on this stuff. And he told us to go preach. He didn't say go stay. He said go preach. And prepare in all things the entire physical and spiritual universe by the powerful word, carrying the universe along to its what? Predetermined goal where he himself and no other. Who? Who? He, did you hear what he said? See, see, you get people in the flesh and because they get a little recognition, all that. Nobody tell me what to do. I'm my own boss. I do. No, you're not. You're going to give an account to somebody, and his name is Jesus. You're going to stand before the judgment seat of God Almighty. You didn't start this, and you're not going to end it. And what you do will determine where you stay. So where did I stop it? When he himself and no other, this is how he did it, by offering himself on the cross as a what? Sacrifice for sin. Keep going. Accomplish purification. See, he accomplished what? Purification from sin. That's why you don't have to live in sin. And did what? Establish our freedom from guilt. Ooh, I don't have to live guilty another day, another moment in my life. I've been set free from guilt. That's why why would you not wholly commit yourself to this? Why would I not wholly commit myself to this? We I don't know if I preached this a while back. I'm all in. Why aren't you all in? All in. Why you have reservation about God? I ain't getting no answer. Establish our freedom from guilt. He did what? Sat down, revealing his complete work at the right hand of the majesty on high, doing what? Revealing his divine authority. He has taken a seat because he finished all of what we're talking about, his work. And now he's sitting at the right hand of God, and not, he didn't leave us on, are you listening to me? He did not leave us on this earth by ourselves, but he joined us to him and made us his body. And he is called Christ. Isn't that right? And that's who we are. We are Christ. He's the head of it. Y'all just looking at me. We are Christ.
Yes.
We're Christ's body.
Yes.
And Christ means the anointed one. And what that means, I'm anointed to do what God called me to do. I'm not by myself. You're not by yourself. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I knew it would happen. Glory be to Jesus. I'll be like Dr. Price. Evidence. Hear that. Evidence. There's evidence I'm going to close. That's what it is. I'm closing. We stopped at verse 3, didn't we? I'm going to ask you next Sunday. So don't stay at home if you forget. Where do we start?
Next Sunday.
Verse 3.
We finish verse 3, we're going to start at where? Amen. Is there any evidence? This word is all inclusive. We have a salvation, nothing missing.